All right, ready to go into the Word of God? Ready to hear a message today from the Lord?
Yes.
That's good. I'm ready to deliver one. I'm going to start out by, I'm going to read a scripture, and then we're just going to go into prayer. And in Joshua it says, "So the people shouted, and the trumpet were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout. And the wall fell down flat. And the wall fell down. And the wall fell down. So that the people went into the city, and every man straight before him. And they captured the city." Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray that today in this message we expose the works of the enemy that take place in our world, in our life. And I pray that, Jesus, that you will be glorified in this message, and that we'll be able to shed the light of the kingdom of God in your power and your grace and your mercy through everything you do. In the name of Jesus, we ask that your blessing be here and that your anointing flow. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the wall fell down. And the wall fell down. I'm going to talk about tearing down walls today in our life, or strongholds, some people would call it, that build up. And, you know, when I was thinking about the message of walls, walls can be difficult to take down. They can be very easy to build, very simple to put up. I thought about years ago, in one of our houses, my wife wanted me to change the bathroom. And this was in the basement, and we used to have a product out, and I don't know if it's still out. It's called Liquid Nail. And it really was a liquid nail. You put it on the wood, you put it down to cement, and it was there forever. And I can remember trying to take that up. And it seemed like I had just went to work for a toothpick factory, because it was just coming up in splinters. You know, you couldn't just rip it off the floor. It was just, it took me hours to just get that off there and clean that up. And you know, it's difficult when you take a concrete wall down. Anybody try to take a concrete wall down? It's difficult. Help my son try to cut window holes in a house. And you know, the concrete we'd cut, and then we'd sledgehammer, and then we'd cut some more and sledgehammer some more. And I'm thinking to myself, this kid's nuts to take this on. I'm thinking, you know, you couldn't pay me enough to try to tear this down. But we have walls that are in our life that are easy to build and hard to tear down. And you know, in this passage, Jericho was a fortified place. The walls were strong. A lot of people didn't realize that. And I think Adam's got a picture to show you. But there's a picture of the walls of Jericho. And they say that the walls were about 12 to 15 feet tall and about 6 feet wide. And so this city was fortified. It was like there was no place to get in. It was hard to get in. And so, thank you, Adam. I just want us to get a picture, though, of walls, of strongholds that can develop in our life, and how they're easy to let in, like I said, but they're very hard to get out. And so we face a lot of walls in our life. You know, we can allow things like bitterness to come into our life, and unforgiveness, and usually it starts with somebody doing something to you, and you get a little bit, there's a little bit of unforgiveness in your life, and then it develops into bitterness. And then bitterness just develops into hate. And then hate can develop into murder. You know, it can just keep going. The wall just keeps getting bigger and thicker, because it's a spiritual thing. And, you know, in our world today, we're seeing these barriers. We're seeing these things. And there's so much happening in our world, and I don't usually speak on some current events and things, but you know, with what's going on in the news these days, and in our world, in our society, it seems like the enemy has unleashed an all-out attack on the church, on people in general. You know, when you read the news and you see these different things that take place, like, you know, there was a young man just stole a plane and crashed it, committed suicide. That was just recent. And there was a young girl that was she was out jogging, just getting exercise, and disappeared. You know, there's another guy, he's charged, he killed his girlfriend, and then he ate parts of her body. Like this is not right. This is not right. You know, you see these camps they're setting up, they're teaching children to be terrorists. You're seeing shootings like took place in Toronto where somebody shoots a 10-year-old and an 18-year-old girl. That's sick. That's demonic. I may as well call it what it is. It's a spirit that's come over that person to take it to a place to destroy, of destruction. And, I mean, we just see the last shooting took place in our area this week in Fredericton with two police officers killed and two civilians. And, you know, like, we don't know what the reasoning is, but there is no good reasoning. There's no reason to do stuff like that. Our God's a God of love, not of murder, not of these six things. And so, you know, we face all these challenges and we're facing obstacles and opposition in our life today. And I want to read a scripture in Corinthians. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh." So though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. We're in a spiritual war. We're in a spiritual battle. These things that are taking place, they're spiritual. They're manifesting in the physical world, in the natural world, but the root of it and the origin of it is coming out of a spiritual world. And it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Listen to the scripture in Ephesians. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power." I'm just going to stop there for a second. Principalities and power. You ever look up the definition to principalities? It's a state ruled by a prince. A principality. A demonic force that rules an area. And powers, it says, the capacity or ability to influence the behavior of others or change or the course of events. You see, we're in a spiritual fight, a spiritual warfare. Satan has powers. When I was home, there was this lady that I was intrigued. They had her speak at our family's church back there, and she was traveling through the Maritimes, and she had been carrying a cross, and of course, everybody stopped her to wonder why she was carrying a cross. But it was a great opportunity for her to tell what Jesus did in her life. And this girl told the story about how she moved out to BC and she got involved in the occult. She was searching for something, but she got messed up in the occult, in a spiritual world that Satan rules. And she said, "You know, I'd pray and things would happen. Just like a Christian would." But here's the thing. God is more powerful than the works of the enemy. He's more powerful. It says in Romans that, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any creature shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Ephesians it says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, far above these spiritual wickedness stuff that takes place in this world that the enemy controls and he tries to manipulate. Jesus Christ is far above that. He's more powerful than those areas. He can crush those things, those walls, those strongholds that grip us and try to hold on to us. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. That's shouting stuff there. That's stuff to get excited about. Our Savior, he's powerful. He's been given the name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every demon, every power of darkness, every prince, every polity must kneel to the name of Jesus. We're serving a powerful God. It doesn't matter what takes place in our world. Our God's more powerful. He's more powerful. We need to have that mindset that we're serving a powerful God. That's greater than those things. Be courageous. Have courage to show up. God's looking for people to be courageous. You're not going to take over those walls. You're not going to walk around those walls of Jericho if you're not courageous. You got to be courageous. And in Corinthians it says, be on guard, stand firm in faith, be courageous, be strong. The ESV version, I like this one. Be watchful, stand firm in faith, act like men, be strong. We got too many people that aren't acting like men. Now if you're a woman, be a woman, but be a strong woman. Don't act like a man. Be strong. But we need some men to be men again. God's looking for some of us to be strong. Warriors in our household. For too many years, the women have carried it. And the men have trailed behind. They haven't wanted to go to church. Or a lot of times, Pastor Ken will agree with this. In the denomination we grew up, you always seen the guys come to church just to get a wife. And then they disappeared. They were never there, but the wife had to come the rest of another 20 years without their husband, or 30 years. Right? We've seen that. And, you know, it was always like you're warning your kids, you know, your daughters, watch out for these guys who are just coming to get your daughter, and then they're going to not come to church. Well, God's looking for some men. He's looking for some women that are strong, that are courageous. You see, David was courageous. He was a little guy that showed up before a big giant. Yes. But he knew how big his God was. Yes. Anybody else would run in fear. But David wasn't like that. He was full of courageous. He knew who his God was. He showed up. And what did he do? He got ticked off when they started mocking his God. Huh? Let's put it in, you know. They were trash talking his God, and he's like, I'm not taking this. You know who you're messing with. You know? And he run to the giant. Most of us run away. He run to the giant. And he killed him, then he cut his head off. And then he run around with his head in his hand. I'm telling you, that's guts. That's the kind of man we need to be. That when we take over these strongholds in our life, maybe we just need to run around with it in our hand and say, and show everybody what God just did and how he destroyed those strongholds in our life. See, we used to have testimony service where we talked about these things. And we testify the things that God did in our life. Because when you testify about what God does, it builds faith in others. Yes. Be courageous. Be like David, attacking Goliath. He was persistent too. You know, he was a persistent little guy, I think, wasn't he? They tried to talk him out of it, and his armor wouldn't fit him. He was persistent. He said, I don't need all that garbage anyhow. Just give me some little rocks and my little sling, and I'll go kill the giant. We need to have that mentality. Today, we're just too soft. You know, sometimes in our churches, and I'm not knocking our churches, but we just get this mentality that as Christians, we're supposed to be soft, and Jesus is soft, and you know, he's not strong, and he's all about love, and he is all about love. But God always chose strong men, warriors. Joshua was a strong man. He was prepared to fight at no cause. He would just fight. And so God's looking for that in us. You see, with what's going on in our world, if we don't fight back, if we don't get some grit in us, we're going to be overtaken. See, Jesus is coming back for a church that's strong and glorious, without spot or wrinkle, without sin in your lives, without strongholds, without things controlling your minds and your worlds. He's coming back for this glorious church. We need to be courageous. We need to be strong if we want to be that glorious church. We need to be full of the power of God. And these strongholds will disappear. You see, we should be setting up our own strongholds, spiritual strongholds for God. We should be building walls around us that no demon can get at us. Can't put no plague on me. Can't mess with my mind because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Right? Because he'll mess with our minds. He'll tell us you're no good, you're a loser, you'll never get a job. But you know, when we can start quoting a word to ourselves, and we can begin to say, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Yes. I'm a child of God. I have the favor of God in my life. I'm full of the power of the Holy Spirit. When you begin to take that approach, that's what God's looking for. He's looking for people that are strong and are powerful, and build those type of walls so that when the enemy comes against you, he bounces off. Just like a rubber bullet on a cement wall. He just bounces right off. That's how we should be. Bold and powerful. You know, even times when you feel like you're outnumbered, you're never outnumbered. Because God's on your side. Even when you're outnumbered, you're not outnumbered. Because the greatest one is in you. Yes. Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You're never outnumbered. I like this scripture. I'm going to read it. It's one of my favorites. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff comfort me. And here's this part I like. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Everything can be falling down around you. All hell can be breaking loose. You can be into the fight of the century. Your fight for your life. But God's right with you. He's going to sit down and prepare you a table. He's going to feed you. He's going to energize you. He's going to give you the strength. He's going to give you the power. He's going to give you everything you need. In the midst of it all, you're not alone. He's preparing that table for you in the midst of your enemies. I'm just going to read the last part because I like it. This is just bonus to you. And it says, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I will dwell. We're not going to let the strongholds, we're not going to let the walls keep us out of heaven because we're tearing them down today. We're not going to let these thoughts of unforgiveness, these thoughts of hatred, all these sins from the devil, we're not going to let them keep us out. We're going to finish this race. We're going to be strong. We're going to be powerful. We're going to be full of the Holy Spirit this morning. Because he anoints our head. Everybody feeling good? I'm feeling good this morning. I was up all night wrestling with this word. And I feel good. I feel God's trying to tell us something this morning. He's trying to wake our church up. He's trying to wake up the church of Jesus Christ today so that we're aware of what's happening in our world. That it's a spiritual warfare. It's not a natural one. He's trying to wake us up. He's calling us to be on guard. He's telling you, get your lamps full. Get your extra oil. Get filled with the Holy Ghost this morning. Don't let it run out. Because we want to push forth. And push forth. You know, my last point is don't give up without a fight. Just don't give up. See, in Matthew it says, now the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. There's time to be violent, and this time, in the end time, we need to be violent in the spirit realm. Not in the natural. This is not a war against this person or that person, against this religion, against that religion. This is the spiritual warfare. And this is the time to be violent. And this is the time to take it by force. This is the time to be on the offense. This is the time not to lay back. This is the time to start being aggressive. We need to take back some things that have been taken from us. We need to take back our families. We need to take back our finances. We need to take back our health. We need to take back our spiritual mind that's corrupted by all the pollution that the devil's putting on us right now. We need to take that back, and we need to be violent in the kingdom. You need to get a hold of God, and you need to begin to get like Joshua and his people and start walking around that big wall that he walked around every day for 7 days. Kept walking around it, kept walking around it. And you know, God does something when you get in his presence. Sometimes he tells you to be quiet, and he told the children of Israel, he said, be quiet and just walk around the place. Sometimes we can just walk around the place in the spirit. We don't have to say a whole lot. We can pray in the Holy Ghost right underneath our mouth. We can just pray around in the name of Jesus. Walk around that, but there's going to be a time that there's going to be a victory. That we'll be walking around these walls just like they did in Jericho. And they started to blow the horns, right? And the people began to shout. And they began to praise the Lord. And there's times in our life after we've walked around that stronghold and that wall for so long that the Holy Ghost will show up in our midst and we'll just begin to praise the Lord and say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He is my King. He is my deliverer. He's my rock. He's my fortress. In him will I trust. Begin to bless him no matter what's going around, even though the walls don't seem like they're coming down, but they are. And as soon as they began to bless the Lord, the walls came down.
Yes.
That's what God's looking for today. He's looking for us to be violent. He's looking for us not to be quitters. Not to give up. See, because the race is almost run. We're almost there. He's getting ready to return. We've heard that all of our life. But we're truly in the last days. And we want to go out strong. We want to sprint to the finish line. I do. I want to win on top, not on the bottom. I'm going to read one more scripture and close. All right. I read this Wednesday night, and I'm just going to read it again. I just think it's really appropriate for us. And it says in 2 Chronicles, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and will pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their lands. Boys, that says it all right there. We just need to ask for some forgiveness today. There's things in our life. If we could all just stand, I'm going to close. There's many areas in our life, many walls we have built, and that we need to just get out of our life. There's many sins that we have that we carry, and God forgives us, but this is the time right here that everybody here, I'm going to challenge you. Let's think about a wall that we have in our life that we want to get rid of. When we get rid of those walls, it gets us one step closer to being a victorious Christian. Let's just think about this for a minute. What wall in your life, you know, is God speaking to you right now? You know, I got trouble in this area, and I need to tear this down, and I need your help to tear this down. If you have a wall in your life this morning, just raise your hand, and I'm going to pray over everybody here. Yes, it looks like we all have walls in this place, but we know who the greater one is. We know his name is Jesus, and we know that his blood has crushed Satan's negatives. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every stronghold that would try, every prince that would try to control people. These strongholds of the mind, we bind them in the name of Jesus right now. These spirits of suicide, we bind it in the name of Jesus. These spirits of depression right now in the name of Jesus. I come against you in the name of the mighty Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against marriages that are being torn apart in the name of Jesus. We speak life into them. We speak love in the name of Jesus. May there be turnarounds in their life in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness, every plague. Lord, we know your word says that no plague will come near us. Come near our dwelling in the name of Jesus. We curse those sicknesses, that walls that are attacking people in the name of Jesus. We curse these lies from the devil that would say you're no good and that would say that Jesus Christ doesn't exist. We come against that in the name of Jesus. And we release peace of God that passes all understanding. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will just overflow people today, Lord, and that they would feel an infusion of your Spirit in a new way, Lord, that they will have a sense to be strong and courageous, Lord, to face the obstacles, to face all the opposition in their life, Lord, because we've read the book and we know we win as long as we stick with you, Jesus. And we declare life over these people. We declare finances over these people. We declare health in the name of Jesus. We declare these things. We declare the favor of God right now to follow us all the days of our life. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.